before?
Once or twice, I believe.
Well, you know that I have a very sensible attitude to life.
Yes, I do know that. Well,
can you tell me what you've been doing recently?
Well, I spent this morning doing interviews at temping agencies and recruitment agencies. I spent the last few days sending off my CV, try and get temporary work, and downloading application forms for permanent work, and going out and seeing my friends, and playing lots of music, and writing a few songs.
Very good. That sounds like a very sensible set of things to be doing.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily sensible, but it feels right.
It feels right. Well, that's often a good guide as to what is sensible. And you seem to be looking after your future.
Yeah, I think so. I don't really know what that future is at the minute, but I'm throwing the net very wide.
Yes, well, if you keep persevering, then I'm sure it will all work out for the best.
I hope so. I'm reasonably optimistic at the moment.
Uh-huh. So what kinds of things would you like to do?
Well, in the short term, I just want work. I want a reason to get out of bed in the morning, and I want something that will put money into my account for a change. So I've just registered with lots of temping agencies because you can get work that way fairly immediately. You know, you can be phoned on a Monday morning and asked, you know, say, you know, there's a job for you if you're interested. It doesn't pay very well because the temping agency gets a big cut of your pay. But in the short term, it will give me sort of, well, it will give me earnings and something to do while I'm looking for a more long-term position. So that will just be office temping, you know, typing or admin, clerical work, that sort of thing. In the long term, I just want to be able to do an honest day's work and leave it at the door at 5 o'clock so I can have my evenings free, play as much music as possible, and devote more time to the band and to my own solo music projects. But ideally, I'd like to be doing something where I'm working, where I'm meeting people, you know, with some sort of a public interface would be nice, you know, where rather than being in a laboratory, which I enjoy the challenge of that kind of work, but it can be quite lonely at times, and I'm good with people, so I'd quite like to do something like that for a change.
Consider things very carefully.
Yeah, I have been doing. It's a bit scary at the minute. I don't really know what path my future lies on at the moment, but I'm hard working and I'm prepared to work and I'm prepared to take anything in the short term, so I'm sure I'll not be unemployed for very long.
Yes, well, if you're hard working, that sounds like a very sensible way to be.
Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not proud, you know. I'll stack shelves if needs be until I get something more suitable.
Well, you have to do what you have to do.
That's it. It's the Duke principle. A man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Yeah.
You know, or a woman.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what sort of issues you think about a lot?
What sort of issues I think about a lot? That depends. Depends on where I am and who I'm with. When I'm on my own lately, I've been thinking about the future quite a lot. I've been thinking about
very wise.
How sensible it was to, you know, to give up on something. Well, to move away from something that I've devoted a lot of time to. But, well, life's now, you know. So I've decided that maybe that was a good decision for the time being, and I can always go back. But when I'm with other people, I think about various different issues. When I'm with my friend Jo, who's a feminist force of nature, you know, she causes me or prompts me to think about important gender issues and political issues. When I'm with my family, I tend to think about them and their health and well-being, and, you know, just try and enjoy my time with them. You know, I'm not really sure if I answered your question, and I know I can't ask you questions, so.
That's very good. No, it seems as if you're considering things carefully and being rational about things. So.
Yeah, generally, you know, quite an impetuous person at times,
yeah,
so it's not, but sometimes it leads to that disaster and sometimes it leads to great things, you know.
Take your time and think about things.
He who hesitates is lost. Look before you leap. Yeah, yeah, well, you know, it's all much of a muchness, really. You know, trust your instincts.
Yes, you have to speak well. I think you should consider things in a logical and careful manner before you make any rash decisions.
Mm. Well, that's very good advice, and I'll try to take it on board. Thank you very much. But I think I'll speak to Obadiah now just for the crack.